This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday with so many awesome things happening. And we're going to discuss those awesome things here in just a moment. First, we're going to discuss communists and control and censorship, just like I promised you. We will discuss that. We're going to discuss how should we deal with the relatively new converts to our side, or maybe you are one of the new converts. How should you act? Let's discuss that. Emails, all that, so much more coming up in this final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to talk about something that came out this morning. You probably didn't see it. I don't know, maybe you did, but you probably didn't. It was a small, nothing story, nothing to be concerned about at all, so don't feel like you missed out. But Elon Musk, he's the new, mortal enemy of the left. Elon Musk, there was a video put out by the communists of him walking off a stage. He was up on stage with his four-year-old son. He was walking off the stage. His four-year-old was left behind on the stage. And all you saw in this little 10-second video was Elon Musk walking down the stage, four-year-old still up on the stage, top of the stairs, kind of looks a little lost. And the communists ran with it and said, look at Elon Musk abandoning his son. Well, it was almost immediately shot down. The longer video, of course, shows Elon Musk realize his boy isn't quite down the stairs yet, stops like any loving father would, walks right back up. Hey, son, come on, let's go. It was a video actually of him being a wonderful father, not a bad father, a wonderful father. So that was the video. The propaganda, the initial one, was blasted out of the sky. Communism is evil. Marxism, whatever form it takes, cultural Marxism is really what we have here. It's evil. People don't want to live under it. People don't even necessarily want to practice it. So how in the world, if that's what you're trying to sell, can you sell it to so many people, or at least sell it to enough people that your liberal Aunt Peggy has doubled her anxiety medication since Donald Trump got elected? How can you do that? Total control. The communist needs complete control of information at all times, or he cannot survive. He must have it. It's not an option for him. Your rights or the Constitution or liberties or whatever you think, these things don't even occur to him. If he is not in complete command of all information at all times, then what will happen is his lies will be exposed and his revolution will fail. And he knows this. The communist practitioners, the thinkers, they understand this. They all talk about censorship in various ways.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
It's not like it's a mystery to him. He knows it's a lie. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, when she walks in and says, Donald Trump, the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. And when you calmly bring up the facts of what we know now, she changes subjects immediately. But she knows she must lie at all times. He knows it. And that is why the communist loves censorship and believes, he genuinely believes, the average Democrat believes, you and what you say should be controlled. You want to hear a funny exchange? Well, a revealing exchange? Ilhan Omar, you know who she is, that dirtball congresswoman from Minnesota, sat down with Mehdi Hasan, another dirtball, an apparatchik masquerading as a journalist. And she said a lot of dumb things here. Of course, she's mocking how dumb we are. You're dumb. These dumb ones. But that's not the most revealing thing she says here. Listen, and listen close. Which part stands out to you?
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things tells you that the...
Chris caught it right away. Did you catch it? Give you one more shot. One more shot, then we'll talk about it.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous...
The fact that these people are just allowed to say these things. That's what truly disgusts her. You can hear it in the 30-second soundbite. It's not even the stupidity that disgusts her. She's disgusted that you're just allowed to say whatever you want. That's not how it should be. She should be able to tell you what you can or cannot say. That's how the communist thinks. Jasmine Crockett, along the same lines, goes on. The communist can only ever maintain power with complete and total control of every part of information. Unless he controls the information flow, which will allow his lies to go unchecked, unless he does, then he cannot succeed in his revolution. It's why Elon Musk buying Twitter was honestly, it's as devastating for communism as Donald Trump's election. It really genuinely is. It destroyed these people. Listen to her.
Where we are talking about what we're going to do, and we're talking about what we are doing. But a matter of amplifying those things is a lot more difficult. And I think that it's important that those of us that sit in Congress have to figure out what is really the best way for us to communicate. And we've got to settle into that and recognize that not everyone's going to sit on a podcast. Not everyone's going to be social media savvy, but they are going to have to find their communication lane. And so I do think that it is something that we struggle with. We know right now we obviously have X that's owned by Elon. We've also got, you know, the other news network that I won't name and some other things. So there's an actual ecosystem that pumps out this disinformation consistently on behalf of them.
The communists own every single social media network except for one. The communists, to them, that's complete loss of control. Think about that. Think about, sit back and think about all the social media companies there are. Maybe you have social media, maybe you don't, but you know the Facebooks, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, you know social media, TikTok, did I already say that? Whatever. There's a million of them. They own all of them. Every single one of them is run by a communist activist. Communist activists up and down the employment line of every single one of those, except for one, and that was recently, a couple years ago. Elon Musk got mad they transed his son and decided he was going to become a bloodthirsty right-winger, and he bought Twitter. Except for that one, they own every single one. But for the communist, you might as well have lost it all. Because if the normal person can find one kernel of truth in all the communist disinformation, all the lies they try to put out there, communism will fail. They love, love, love censorship. Remember who and what you're dealing with. Pause on that for a moment. I want to discuss Kash Patel really quickly. Kash Patel's the new head of the FBI. Well, in a move that is definitely raising some eyebrows, he's now in charge of the ATF as well. I'm not sure if I'm looking at this through rose-colored glasses, but I think they're going to dismantle the ATF. I have a hard time in my mind walking through what the purpose of leaving Cash Patel, of putting Cash Patel in charge of two organizations, I couldn't imagine that's going to be a permanent thing unless his intention is to eliminate one. What, Chris? Chris said mass reform. Well, when I say eliminate, here's what I think. Go ahead and write this one down. I think they're going to eliminate it by, quote, rolling it up into the FBI. So it's going to sound great or horrible, depending on who you are. I think that's how they're going to eliminate it. They're going to claim it's doing redundant things. Hey, this is doing redundant things. We don't have too many cooks in the kitchen. Let's just, you know what? We'll get rid of a few people and we'll roll it up into the FBI. Mark my words. I think Cash Patel was put in charge of the ATF because we got ourselves a good old-fashioned merger coming. Oh, what if there's no ATF? Gosh, I'm going to have so many more guns. All right. Also, talk about your pain. Life, daily life. What do you hurt? Where do you hurt? What don't you do anymore? You work construction, your knee hurting you, back. You sit at a desk, get up, shoulder bothers you. Relief Factor is there to take your pain away. There is something there to take your pain away. Relief Factor doesn't mask pain for a short time. I do the same stuff. Stop ignoring it. Watch it evaporate. It's a 100% drug-free supplement. You take it every single day. You take it daily. Your body is already trying to fight the inflammation. It just needs a little boost, if you will. Consider Relief Factor the help. The reserves that have called up to help you. 3-week quick start is $19.95. That's it. You might be 3 weeks away from no pain. Tell me that's not worth a shot for $19.95. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been an amazing Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of it, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Before I get to how we should treat converts and how you should act if you are a convert, just one more final word on this Russia-Ukraine thing, because someone had said something earlier. I need to be clear about something. Ukraine is not my country. Russia is not my country. If they want to keep fighting it out, keep fighting it out. It's not my business. Now, I believe both of those countries should have elections so their people can have a say-so in that. But that's just what I believe. It's not my circus and not my monkey. It's not my country. If you want to go fight, go fight. But America holding up Ukraine so they can continue to, their young men can just keep dying. That's no solution. But I mean, you hear this lady, doesn't she sound like a freaking Disney villain? Ursula von der Leyen. Ursula alone just sounds, yeah, I know, Chris. She came out, she had this to say.
They can announce that a new 3.5 billion euro payment for Ukraine will arrive already in March. Second, as President Costa just has announced, there will be a special European Council. And I will present at this special European Council a comprehensive plan for defense investment, for scaling up our European arms production and defense capabilities.
Yeah. Sweet. No complaints. If Europe and Ukraine decide they want to keep going, keep going. I bless you to it. I look from afar. I wish you wouldn't. I bless you to it. I would rather we put an end to the butchery. But my concern at this point in time is that we are as complicit in this as anybody else. And this is public knowledge now. Remember, 2022, that's 3 years ago. All sides have acknowledged that there was a peace deal on the table. Ukraine was ready to sign it. There was a peace deal on the table. Zelensky was ready to sign it. This thing could have ended. The United States of America, Joe Biden, and the UK told him not to. No, don't do it. 3 years of butchery. And now here we are again. Horrible, horrible. All right, now let's discuss converts. You ever done any jujitsu at all in your life? Most people have not, so don't worry about it. Don't worry, you're not going to have to know anything about jujitsu. It's a form of martial arts, combat, if you will, ground fighting, submission. Most of the MMA guys you see, the UFC guys, I mean, I say most, it's really pretty much all of them. Virtually all of them do some training in jujitsu. It's a very, very good one. It's one of the ones that actually work. Most of them are ridiculous, but it's one of the ones that very much works. If you've ever known anybody who runs a jiu-jitsu gym, they'll tell you something about, quote, new guys who come in. Guys who come in off the streets. There are generally two types of new guys who come in off the streets. Guy walks in, is incredibly humble about what he doesn't know. Hey, I'm here to learn jiu-jitsu. I'm here to learn. Teach me. And you walk in with that attitude. I'm the amateur. You guys are the experts. You will be coached up and trained up and treated well. And before long, you're going to be able to handle yourself. I'm talking a few months. You'll be able to handle yourself better than 90% of the people you run into on the streets. And then there's the second guy. Almost always an athlete, current or former. Maybe he did football player, whatever. There's the guy who walks in, cocky as all get out. Oh, look at this skinny little guy. I'll take him. Look at this skinny little guy. I'll beat him up. That's stupid. I don't know this. And when you walk in with that attitude, you will find yourself abused every time you square off against somebody, and they will abuse you to the point they will run you out of the gym because they don't want you there. There is a way to conduct yourself when you, an amateur, are walking in into an area of expertise, are walking into an area where people know. You don't know. You don't know. You know you don't know. And so when you walk into an area of expertise like a jiu-jitsu gym, walk in with some humility, no matter how tough you think you are, and that's the attitude you should have. And if you're in the gym, that's how you should treat the humble person. Great. Love your humility. Let's get you trained up. We'll have a good time. We'll get more fit. We'll get tougher. Let's do it. And vice versa. You walk in there and you think you're going to walk in and scold and finger wag and instruct all the people who are in there. You think you're going to show up, just got there 5 minutes ago, and you're going to start calling shots and lecturing people. Then you are going to be abused until you quit and never come back. And that's exactly how you should be treated. And this is not about jiu-jitsu at all. This is about the right and the current state of the American right. And you and I are about to have a heart-to-heart about converts. Maybe you are one. Maybe you've been here for a while and you've met some. Let's have a frank discussion. Before we do that, speaking of converts, there are a lot of American companies who are sounding, well, downright patriotic now. It's uncanny. America starts to reject cultural Marxism. And what do you know? Corporate America? Wow, they're flying flags in their commercials. You know who was flying flags and talking about the greatness of America and rejecting Marxism back when it wasn't that popular? Pure Talk. Pure Talk was doing it at the height of all that George Floyd filth, at the heart of all that Pride Month garbage. Pure Talk, the patriotic cell phone company, they were out there offering same great 5G network service plans for half of what I was paying at T-Mobile. And they were doing it unapologetically American. Their cause? Veterans. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. They've been there back when it wasn't popular. You'll save money. #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Just call that up right now. You'll be switched by the time we get back from break. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. All right, now let's finish our discussion here on the converts. In case you're just now joining us, we're talking about converts, meaning people who have left the left and are now joining our side. Maybe you are one of those people. And if you are, I'm going to talk to you in a second. If you've been here for a while and you know people who are converted, we'll talk to you first. To the converts themselves. First of all, well done. Well done. It is not easy at all to walk away from your belief system. All belief systems are very difficult to walk away from. It's extremely difficult. It speaks to your bravery. It speaks to your mind that you were able to look at what was happening with these demons on the left and you were able to figure it out. And then you were able to kind of process that and get the bravery to walk away from a movement that famously treats its traitors horribly. Horribly. There's nobody the communist treats worse than a former communist. And you, before you walked away, you knew that, didn't you? Because you've seen your friends, family, the Democrats in your life, you've seen how they treated people who walked away. And yet you walked away anyway. First of all, good for you. Second of all, you just got here. You, maybe it was your parents, maybe you got caught up in school, maybe it was your friends. You, for whatever reason, have done a certain amount of time, for however long you were there, you have done a certain amount of time in service to the sick demonic religion of communism. No, you don't have to carry that weight around forever, but we also do have to acknowledge that for a while, you were a practitioner of destruction. That doesn't mean you're never allowed to say a word or anything like that. But here's what it does mean. You do not get to walk into the right and start scolding the right on what they should do, what they should say, or how they should handle the left. You don't get to do that. You're welcome into the camp. Shoot, get three hots and a cot. You are welcome as one of us. You do not get to walk into the command tent and start ordering the generals around who've been doing this for a long time. That you don't get to do. There's a bunk. There's three hots and a cot. Welcome home. Glad you're here. Now go sit down. Now, for the rest of us who have been here for a while, who didn't show up 5 minutes ago, I didn't vote for Obama. I didn't do any of this crap. I've hated communists for a long time. For us, I will not be scolded by people who just got here on how nice I need to be to the communists. And I am starting to see a ton of this on the right. Tell me, I'm sure there's a name that'll pop into your head. I could name a few. I'm not even going to bother with it. I'm sure there's a name that could pop into your head. But a podcaster, a radio host, a TV host, somebody who's been a Democrat their whole life, in the past year or two, at least recently, fairly recently, they decided that the Democrats were too mean, or they got mad about COVID, or mad about this, or mad about that, and they decided to come on over. That's it. I'm voting for Trump. They love saying that stuff. I voted for Trump. They came over. They have joined our side. And now you wake up every single day and you find they're scolding you for your behavior, scolding you for your beliefs, and scolding you mostly, this is what I see so much of, on why you need to slow down with all this anti-communist stuff. We don't need to fire that many government workers. Hey, there's no need to be mean to Democrats. You can do this the right way. No, sir. No, ma'am. You just freaking got here. You do not get to dictate a daggone thing to me or anyone else who's been here for a while. No, ma'am. You sit down, you shut up, I'm glad you woke up, you are welcome here, we can be best friends. You're not going to show up and hall monitor me on how nice I need to be to the communists. And that is the part that gets me, and I'll be honest, that's the part that makes me suspicious. So, you just got here, you had your conversion right about the time communism was falling out of favor in this country. Trump's poll numbers were looking good. Biden's were looking bad, or Dome's were looking bad. You kind of came around and woke up just in time to be on the winning side. And now that you're on the winning side, now you're letting me know that I need to be a lot nicer to the team of demons you just left. Nah, that's not going to work for me. If you're a new convert, you are very welcome, and I applaud your bravery and your mind. You're not running a daggone thing. No. If you have been here for a while, don't let them. Don't you dare let these new converts wag their finger at you and become part of the hall monitor right, scolding you on why you need to be nicer to the communists. Right now, the despair, the anguish you see from American communists, it's not because Donald Trump is president. The despair you see from the American communists is because their church is being burnt down in front of their eyes. That church being the American taxpayer-funded communism that has been going on in this country for decades. An American Democrat has gotten used to that way and only that way. For as long as they've been alive, the United States government will steal your money and hand it out to them. For the first time in my 43 years on this planet, that gravy train is ended. And that was not just a ham-fisted analogy. Remember, these people are religious. Are you a religious person? Synagogue, church, wherever you happen to worship God, mosque, whatever. I want you to think what it would feel like if you showed up at your church on Sunday and instead there was a group of barbarians carrying out the furniture, loading it in the back of their pickup, and lighting the church on fire. What feeling would you have inside of you? Be pretty bad, wouldn't it? Well, that's what the American communist goes through every day now, watching the IRS, the Pentagon, USAID, all these organizations be hunted down for the malfeasance they've done and stopped. The American communist is watching his religion be torn apart piece by piece, and he is in anguish right now. And you know what we should do in response to that? More. Harder. Faster, meaner, tear down the American communist from the ground up. And don't listen for a single solitary second to the finger wagging hall monitor right who tells you you're going too hard, you're being mean. That's not who we are. We? You just got here, pal. Do you even have a uniform yet? There ain't no we. Some of us have been here for quite some time. Nope, you're not going to join and do that. There's my lecture. Now we can move on. Jesse, I was just listening to the podcast, an email from the gentleman who wrote in about the loss of his grandfather, a World War II vet. I recently just lost my grandma, and it occurred to me that I was relating to this stranger I've never met through your show. I loved talking politics with her and grew up listening to Rush in my grandpa's truck. Ah, that's awesome. As Taps was playing for him, I felt more emotional than I normally am during Taps, thinking about how much it must have meant to that fellow listener. I sometimes think you do get it, but how cool to have created this community, if you will, of people caring for and praying for strangers. I cried when I found out about your dad, and I've never met any of you. Maybe I'm just too emotional, and I need a female vitality stack. Thanks for the show and the community, Carolyn. Well, I didn't create this community, Carolyn. Thank you for that. But we all did. This is our thing. Just because I happen to have this big platform now, this is our thing. And it has to be our thing. It can't ever be about one person or whatever. And we need community. Remember, we need people. You need people, even if you're one of these hard types. You know, I get scolded by my wife all the time. You can't do it alone, Jesse. I need that lecture too. We need community. We need each other. We need support. This life is hard. It'll kick you around. We need to be together and support each other and pray for each other and yeah, be there when there's loss, right? Speaking of loss, the loss of a baby is terrible all the time. I know, many of you know as well.
The loss of the baby is terrible. But when a mother makes that choice on her own, it's extra tragic. One, because it was a choice she made. And two, the baby's dead and that mom will never forget it. Have you ever spoken to a woman who's had an abortion? Maybe you are one of those women. They carry that with them. And if you are one of those women, make sure you forgive yourself, all right? God forgives you. But women carry it with them. It's a burden. It really is. It's two lives lost oftentimes. Help preborn save that next baby and the baby's mom. Preborn will give that mother an ultrasound so she doesn't make the wrong choice. You will help them do it. $28 buys the ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse is how you do it. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, reminding you again, make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. Joy Reid, fired from MSNBC. She wasn't fired because she's a communist. I'm sorry. That's not why she was fired. She wasn't fired because she's dumb. No, she is dumb. She is a communist, but none of those are the reasons she was fired. She was fired because her baggage outweighed her talent. Joy Reid didn't have a big audience to begin with. Since Trump's election, that audience has been cut in half. And so if you have no audience, then you can't perform for advertisers because nobody's listening. So if nobody's watching, nobody's listening, nobody's watching, then no one's going to, you know, purchase your advertisers' products. And if no one does that, then you're out of a freaking job because it's not a charity, you see. And Joy Reid, judging by this whiny video she put up, doesn't quite get it.
My show had value. And
see, no. That's where you're wrong. Now, if this goes on for a couple minutes, there's a couple points, but this is more for the kids than anyone else. My show had value. You see, it did have a value, I guess. The value was less than it was worth. It's a simple math equation. The bosses at MSNBC, commie as they are, they understand what each show brings in. They understand after expenses, the profit each show brings in. And if your show is not more valuable than the expenses, well, you're going to be unemployed. It didn't have value. It doesn't have value just because you want it to have value. It has to actually have tangible value. Now, again, this is not about Joy Reid. This is about you. This is about me. This is about all of us who exist and work in any form, whatever you do, construction, radio, accounting, law, I don't care what you do. What value do you bring? And the value is not how important you think your job is or even how important your job is. Did you know that? It's not even how important your job is. That has nothing to do with value. You will get paid in this life based on the scarcity of your marketable skills. How many people, look around you and be honest with yourself, how many people can do what you do? And is it marketable? Is it a valuable skill? If you look around and there aren't many people who can do what you do and there's value in it, you're going to make a lot of money. That's why professional quarterbacks make $40 million a year. It's not because it's important. It's because there ain't many people who can do it. It's why school teachers, it's why they don't make a lot of money. Now, school teaching is a wonderful profession, and the good ones are worth their weight in gold, at least in my mind, but they aren't worth their weight in gold on the books because there are tons of teachers, thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And they produce more and more every year. That's why they don't make that much money. Go on, Joy. Let's teach some more lessons.
My show had value. And that, I'm sorry, that what I was doing had value. Had value. And in the end, I'm sorry, I try not to cry on TV. And I say, this is kind of like me on TV, so I apologize. And then it kind of, and then it mattered. I see Karen is there and she's been texting me as well. And so what I will just say is that in the end, thank you. Where I land is that the moment that of guilt that I felt that I went hard on so many issues, whether it was the Black Lives Matter issues of a young baby or a mom or a dad that was killed, or when we opened up people's eyes to the fact that Asian Americans were being targeted and not just Black folks, that, or went hard for immigrants who've done nothing but come to this country like my parents did and try to.
You didn't get fired because you went hard for issues. You got fired because you were boring, because you brought no value. That's why your audience left. And that's why you got fired. And I wanted this to be a lesson for everybody. This is how you don't get fired. Make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. Joy Reid, she's going to spew a bunch of anti-white racist crap every single show. And that really doesn't even bother me. Honestly, I'm not the sensitive type. I don't care. Joy Reid didn't get fired for that reason. She got fired because she's boring. And it's just too much baggage for a show that nobody watches. Lessons for all of us.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
TikTokers drop heavy objects on feet in a viral trend, risking a lifetime of pain. It does hurt to drop things on your feet. It does. What, Chris? It does. It hurts things bad because there's so many nerve endings down there. Now, I don't know why these morons are actually dropping things on their feet, but I want to watch it. I don't have TikTok. What, Chris, can you get us some videos? Americans take to raising their own chickens amid a nationwide egg shortage. A reminder to you that I still have not bought any chickens. I'm still mad about the shortage of eggs, the cost of eggs. I really want chickens. I just don't want to clean the poop up. New geology study explains how rocks can help heal racism. And this is two University of San Diego professors. So if you are currently sending Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to San Diego, the University of San Diego, just know that's where your money is going. After signing $50 million to fight Trump, Newsom asks Congress for $40 billion in fire relief. And this is exactly the type of insanity that has California currently in a death spiral, one I wish they'd pull out of because, gosh, I love California. Apple to open AI server in a server factory in Texas as part of a $500 billion investment. I'm happy about the investment. Not happy about dirty Apple communists working here. Let's hope it works out in the end. I will join you again tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.